Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Halliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amino Hassan. I'm joined as always by Big Jerv, Black Trey, Jay Skills. Got a great show for you guys today. First of all, reminder, patreon.com/countthedings. That's where you get, become a Patreon, and you get the full version of this pod all at once on Mondays. You get the OG pod. You get watch-alongs. You get what else am I missing here? Oh, the Discord, all types of shit. Patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you are tapped in over there.
Speaking of getting off to that shit, P. Diddy.
Oh my God, bro.
Yo, man. Hey, Carisha, please, they'll do anything for ratings, man. Wow.
Listen. Yo,
why would she admit that? Like, why would she say that out loud?
Virality. Easy.
Nah, man. They're doing it for the views.
Bro, at this point, everything goes. The nigga had a baby on her. He ain't got no say so on that. He can't hush her up. If in order for it to work, he gotta let her get it off. She getting it off. You don't want that type of stress. You know what I'm saying? So the fact that she exposing this nigga kink, listen, he done been viral 4 times in the past, like multiple times, right? In 8 months, right?
Right.
We haven't checked for Diddy's music since Last Train in Paris. But this helps his career in some way stay relevant. He's launched Love Records. We haven't heard any songs. He's forced that song with Bryson Tiller on us. You know what I mean?
Forced it down our throats.
Like, bro, I'm watching YouTube and it's a commercial. I haven't seen a YouTube video, I mean a music video, be a commercial. That nigga runs it up.
Yeah, but I don't think he needs help in his career. And I think also that
it's just like relevancy.
I feel like that nigga's low-key hot. I'm just gonna say that. Like, I don't think any man wants, if that's what you into, that shit just coming out through your jaw like that, man. Like, nobody wants the bedroom, you know, antics spoken in the public forum like that, man. No nigga.
Yeah, man. Ain't no nigga cool with that shit.
But
to be fair, it kind of sounded like she was low key more into it, like, than, like, you know how like
yeah, so, well, that's king. That's her kink.
Like,
she
like
cold showers.
She's maybe that's not couple him,
decades,
you know?
She's a couple decades late. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, that's the interesting thing about like dealing with chick. I don't even know how to pose this question, but like, y'all ever had, you know, a situation where it's like a chick is into something, you like, okay, yeah, like we could, you know, get down, whatever. And then you think about like how many other is this it just me? Yeah, this is rodeo. That's not her first golden shower. Like that was not that's how she gets down.
Yeah, man. That's the old Biggie skit, man.
Yeah.
She wanted me to shit on. I was like, I'll shit on you. Like, I won't call you back.
Now, I wonder, like, I always thought that was a joke, but I'm curious. It's like, was that real? Was he sharing that story with Diddy and Diddy was just sharing this? Yeah. Like, also, I'd like to, like, yeah,
after I shits on the bitch.
Oh,
imagine
man.
Like Biggie like shitting on a bitch. That's just crazy.
Yo, that's a lot of shit, man.
That's a sick ass squat.
Yeah,
that's like, real wild.
Oh man, goddamn! Like, all right, so hold on. So this nigga. What do you like? Trey, you say you can't do shit if that happens. I kind of feel like we have to have a conversation now.
No, I mean, I'm sure. I mean, at this point, I don't think because again, him having a conversation is kind of like sensing her. It comes with the territory. You can't change it. It's too late because he already she's been getting it off for a minute, first of all, because she already pressed him about what are they relationship wise. So everything's content at this point. She got the voice of the women right now. So everybody tapping into her shit, but her being open with it, it just come with it. And it's like, is it worth it? But Diddy also don't care. He just vibe. He fucking vibing right now. He let anything go, bro.
Trina was low-key disgusted too. If you see.
Oh, of course.
Known for being a freaky, bad bitch, all this. And she looked like had her face turned up. Like.
Because you get to them points where, you know, a nigga be like, oh, I want a freaky girl. And then that shit get to a level of the freak. Yeah, right. You know what I'm saying? It's a level to this freak.
Y'all ever got hit with a John where it was like too much? No girl could freak me. I'm just too nasty. Like,
nah, I'm cool. It's a lot of shit that just, I'm a germaphobe, bro. So certain shit you asking for, I'm just not about to do it. This nigga laughed at me.
Yeah,
I'm a nigga that don't even like strip clubs.
Yo,
bro,
yo, I love this nigga, dog. You're sitting up here talking about freaky as shit, da da da, blah blah blah. My nigga just says, "Yo, I'm a germaphobe, yo." That is everything. That's just all you right there in one line. I'm germaphobe, like.
Because I'm not even gonna lie to niggas and just be like, yeah, you know, like when niggas thinking they hit, oh, I want a freaky girl. Nigga thinking. All right, sex all on demand. A nigga not thinking, hey, put this there, or hawk spit on my fucking face. Like,
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep. Free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal,
ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order. Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, little, hey, boy, how you doing? And Noodle's just like,
ah, whatever. Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with the plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance.
Like, the whole goddamn show just went.
Hey, but them niggas be, you know what I'm saying? Certain niggas got certain kinks.
I'm telling you right now.
I'm just not listening. You can't bring the freak up.
The one
that I'm going to be like that, the Lil Wayne shit. The nigga holding the money to me, like.
The one thing, man, this girl I was messing with, she wanted me to hit her, and I'm like, harder. I was like,
Ike, nah, we cool.
I'm like, all I could think of is like, I know how this ends.
Hey, I had that same situation, and it was with a white girl. And I slapped the shit out of her. And she was fucking with it.
This nigga took a running start.
That nigga slapped her like Michael in The Godfather.
It's like one of those things, like you in a moment where you never think that you would kind of get an opportunity like that. And he like,
you a sick ass nigga, man. I'm gonna tell you that.
He's a wild bull. Jay was like the slap lead niggas. He had the powder on his head. Yeah. And then like lining it up like 1, 2, 3.
Cause when they say harder, it's like, okay.
Yo, that like, just sound like some Don't Beat a Menace spoof shit. I can just imagine Jason slapping somebody, bro. Like the nigga just go.
The nigga been waiting. He's like, it's my whole life. Oh man, yeah, that's some fucking.
Yeah, no, it was crazy, but yeah.
Oh man, Jerv, what about you, man? You muted.
I've been asked some wild shit and. Some shit, I just had to stop talking to people afterwards because there's nothing I can do for you in that department. Like if that's what it takes,
I'm not the guy for the job.
It's okay. Everyone's okay. Everyone's cool. No hard feelings. It's just not, you know, I'm good. It's just not happening.
On that note. All right, that's going to do it for us here on Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. Remember, patreon.com/countthedings. Become a Patreon member. Get this full podcast in its entirety on Mondays as opposed to waiting for each of the piece to come out. Jervis doing something with his shirt. Something about, football or some shit. I don't know. shout out to Jerv. Shout out to Jay. Shout out to Trey. Stay black, motherfucker.